This is Telltales, Dakota folk life and stories, a collection of narratives, shared memories, and personal experiences from those who live on the North Dakota Plains. In this episode, we speak with Frank Kuntz, who claims to have the largest and oldest herd of Nakota horses in the world. The Nakota horses are just one of hundreds of breeds that exist in the world today, but Frank finds them truly unique.
In 1991, we got the national park the blood type and checked the blood on, I think it was 71 head that they sold that year. Dr. Gus Cothran, University of Kentucky, did the blood work, but back then you didn't have all the science and the techniques we have now. At that roundup, we bought 11 horses, and of course they took the blood on them. The blood work went down to Dr. Gus Cothran, and he classified 10 of them as Theodore Roosevelt National Park Old Line on the pedigree chart. He had that line coming right off to Pavelski, which is the oldest breed that we're aware of in the world right now. It was a breed that almost went into extinction, and a bunch of European countries got together to save it.
In his book, Wild New World, The Epic Story of Animals and People in America, author Dan Flores writes about horses as a species. He believes horses originated in North America millions of years ago, and perhaps as many as a dozen species roamed the Great Plains, and then nearly disappeared. Spaniards reintroduced horses to North America some 500 years ago, but Flores believes that a breed closer to the original species migrated back to America some tens of thousands of years ago.
I'm a firm believer, and scientifically they can't prove the horse died out in this continent. You know, this is where the aboriginal horse came from. Got to Europe on the Bering Strait when it was a land bridge, and that's how the bison got over here from Europe, was through that Bering, the land bridge. But the Spaniards, when they came here, they didn't see horses, but you gotta look at where they came. Florida, islands, down along the coast, the Gulf, down into the Aztecs, all jungle, desert, or swamp. That's not horse country. The Spaniards didn't see bison until it was 1638 when they reported seeing herds of bison. I find it hard to believe that horse died out in this continent. It just doesn't make sense.
With assistance from the Baker School of Animal Health at Cornell University, Nakota horses' blood samples were gathered to create a permanent pedigree registry. The project complements Harvard's anthropological work, which supports Lakota narratives that the horses lived with them long before the Spanish reintroduced the horse.
I'm trying to remember what year it was that David Spotted Horse and Gordon Spotted Horse, and David Spotted Horse was an elder, and he smoked a vision pipe, and he was from out of South Dakota, and they wanted to come up and see the horses. They had heard about them. And when he walked up to the corral, the first thing he said was, "Oh, those are the horses my people once rode." And when you look at old photos and you talk to some of the elders, that horse, they didn't have corrals and fences to keep them close to the camps. They're a family. It's a relative to them. You know, it's a special gift for them. You know, when you look at these horses, they're rounder bone, square built, and the tail sets lower. They're very hardy. I mean, they've got self-preservation. They grow up in an environment where horses are very social, but they grow up in an environment where they're constantly learning how to be a horse and how to survive. And like I said, we got into them because we wanted a better hoof and bone, but after working with these horses and dealing with them, they're so smart. They've got a language. Every ear movement, every eye movement depends how you move your body. Everything is a language to them. You know, I'm fortunate that I've learned a lot, but I've still got a lot to learn. And the reason I was able to learn a lot was because I was able to observe and go, "No, why are they doing this? Or why are they doing that?" And you just watched their communication, eyes, ears, head, body. And you watch a stallion when he's snaking his mares. and definitely communicates. He drops his head, lays his ears back, and it's all communication.
Produced in partnership with Dakota Legacy, this project is supported in part by a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.